Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited, and online with us now, despite it being the All-Star break, is Brewers play-by-play man Jeff Levering. Morning, Levo.
Hey, good morning. There is no such thing as the All-Star break. It's just a couple of days off. That's all it is.
We'll take you. Glad to have you on this Wednesday. How about to Eric's point? Boy, it is really hard for the National League to win an All-Star game. But the World Series doesn't turn out that way. It sort of flips back and forth. You get a couple for the AL. You might get a couple in a row for the NL. So, like, what is the deal with this game?
I think it's just very cyclical. I mean, if you go back a few years before this run for the American League, the National League had a pretty good run, too. It's just so weird. I'm just glad to see the stars really shining. You had a home run from Shohei Ohtani. You had Skeens start. You had Mason Miller from the A's throw a 104-mile-an-hour fastball. It's fun to watch the stars play. I mean, my son had a baseball game last night, and he was wanting to get home and watch the rest of the All-Star game. Once it was over, we were tuned into the home run derby. It's just a spectacle to see the best in the sport, and I think Texas did a really nice job with it.
I'm happy that you got to see your kid play. That doesn't happen very often.
No, it was great. It was really, really fun, and he pitched an inning, didn't give up any earned runs. He had a good day, and a nice win for the old Falls Phoenix too. It's always nice to watch him play.
All the parents are like, "Who's that guy doing the play-by-play all of a sudden?"
Sounds really good, actually. What you were doing for
this? Oh, I absolutely did. And I think I helped us get a couple of calls from the umpire, too. So a couple of check swings. No, yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. It was fun. It was always fun.
They framed it up nicely.
Hey, Jeff, why does it take so long for the Brewers this year? So the Brewers don't come back to work until Saturday. Everyone else plays Friday, but the Brewers and Twins don't get going until the next day. Why is that?
I think part of it is just the scheduling with, of course, the scheduling, but when the Brewers have their natural rivalry with the Twins, it's a two-game series at their place and two at our place, opened up the home schedule with the Twins in Milwaukee. So with this two-game schedule, it ended up being the fact that you get a Friday off, plus the Brewers played a ton of games in the first half, the quote-unquote first half of the season, so they're going to have a lot more off days in the second half and a ton more home games, too, because no team in Major League Baseball played more road games than the Brewers did in the first half. So it works out fine, and I'm going to enjoy the extra day off.
Oh, sure.
Talking with Brewers broadcaster Jeff Levering. Do you know what any of the guys are doing, Levo? Is that discussed? Can you reveal?
I know a lot of them are just kind of hanging out. Some went home. Some decided to chill in Milwaukee. Some are even working out at the ballpark, doing some of their stuff that they need to do. Some guys are throwing their bullpens. But I know a lot of there's some political stuff going on at the ballpark this weekend. I believe there's a concert going on at the ballpark today for some of the dignitaries. But it just depends on the person. As a lot of people say, it's pick your own friends week. And for a lot of people, it's just relax, chill. For Contreras and for Yelich, they were down in Texas, and they'll probably come back home and then meet the club in Minnesota.
Wow, that was a really boring response. Not that I guess as a fan, I kind of like that. You know what, you guys just
what
go.
What did you want to
know? I'm not blaming Levo.
The mirage.
Yes, that's what I like. I kind of want to hear that a little bit. I don't know.
Yeah, 4-day bender in Vegas. I think a lot of guys.
Yeah, fine. It's worked before for some guys. Yeah. Just depends on who you are.
Yeah.
All right, Levo.
Yeah.
We'll let you get back to your break. You're closing
your
mirage.
Bender.
That's what's happening. Yes.
Take it easy, guys.
I think it's inappropriate of you to bring that six pack to your son's ball games, though. You know, we should work on that.
It's a very well timed cough. That's what it is. Really good.
7:49 on Wisconsin's Morning News.